to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State fam? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. And y'all know where I'm going to go with this, recording this on a wet Saturday morning here in the Manhattan area, March 27th, 2021. And it's a quick daily update is brought to you by the K-State baseball team. Last night, I did listen to most of this game on KMAN, the radio station here in Manhattan, Kansas, here in town, a Little Apple. In K-State, I talked about it here, really setting up throughout the week here. K-State getting ready to enter the conference play. Welp, folks, this was a tightly closed game. Really through the sixth inning on, and K-State had their ace on, Jordan Wicks, who in this game against the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who ranked 13th in the country in baseball. He struck out 9 in 6 innings, and this was a close game through then. It was 3-2, thanks to, Oklahoma State definitely got it all started off with a 3-run first inning off Jordan Wicks, then Jordan settled down, and a huge two-run bomb by Chris Sabellos there in the fourth inning cut the lead to 1, and that's the closest K-State got to Oklahoma State in game 1 of a 3-game set down in the Stillwater, and Cats end up losing 14-5 in this one, a huge inning for OSU, a 7th run. That can't happen in those types of closely tight games. One inning, just like baseball, one inning, big inning. I mean, I know I've seen my share of wild baseball games, even in Major League Baseball, quite a bit, where you have these high-scoring games, but in these tightly close games, one big inning could be all the difference, and the seventh inning for Oklahoma State was all that it took there to blow the game open for the Cowboys. They take game 1, best of 3, well, a series of 3, I should say, 14-5 in this one. Jordan Wicks got charged with his first loss of the 2021 season. He's now 4-1, and then Parker Scott. It could be either way there, but Parker Scott, this was a battle of the aces here in the Big 12, a couple big-time pitchers in the conference. Parker Scott now moves to 5-1 on the year. Cats overall dropped 13-8 and suffered their first loss, obviously, in their conference opener here. I mentioned Chris Sabellos here with a big bomb to cut the lead to 1. He had 2 hits in the game. Cameron Thompson had a hit in this one. He was 1-for-4 in the game, along with Nick Goodwin, Dylan Phillips. And mention him real quick. I came across him here. What note did I wrote down here? Yeah, Dylan Phillips here. 1-for-4 in the game for K-State. And he scored twice in this game. And he extended his on-base streak now to 32 games. That is impressive for Nick Phillips right there. That's very impressive there. 32 straight games of getting on base for the Cats there. But that's a small victory there. But on the bigger picture, they lose 14-5 in the game. And now they're going to be turning. Well, actually, here's the note that I talked about on the last edition of the podcast, where I talked about Wichita State early on the weekend. By the way, you missed out on any dailies, go check that out as well. There's no weekly edition yet, and we are planning, me and Alex are planning, hopefully, to record not once but twice this upcoming week. Of course, I've been promoting episode 50. We might got something special for you Cat fans in store, so to stay tuned for that. But we plan, at least for the moment, as I'm recording this podcast, to record one tomorrow night. It's going to be out right away on Monday night, and working on getting a special guest for episode 50 of the Purple Project Podcast. But yeah, definitely check that out. Tell your friends wherever you listen to your podcast. But yeah, 14-5 to score in game 2, set for tonight, same time at 6. Cats look to get even the series here. So we'll see what happens down there. It was a big crowd down there in Stillwater last night. So huge turnout down there. And the Cowboys walked away with game one. Track continues to look good. They look good in day one of the Shocker Invitational there. And of course, yesterday, K-State tennis team dropped Iowa to Iowa State, who was apparently 33rd, by a late comeback, late in their tennis matchups there as well. And a quick look at golf as well. Men's golf, they are in 8th place following round one of their tournament that they're in right now. That will continue today. And then, obviously, tomorrow, the tennis team will be traveling to West Virginia. So, they're going to have to bounce back from a tough loss against Iowa State. And then don't forget, the rowing team will be in action here today as well. They're going to be competing in the Creighton Duel. So, a lot of things happening here in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, on the road for K-State Athletics here this weekend, as the baseball team's in Stillwater, tennis team is traveling Iowa State. Now they got to go to West Virginia. Yeah, so the track team still in Wichita doing some big things, continuing to impress. So a lot of things going on here. Spring is in the air. K-State still moving on. So K-State baseball falls in game one. We'll see what happens in game two later on this evening. Eddie Greer, that's a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.